This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here and a coach's view versus just a coach who didn't play. And like I said, a majority of these kids want to go to the next level.
Payne, let me ask you this. I want to turn to the NBA really quickly. It's kind of off topic, but the Golden State Warriors have at least like 2 to 3 weeks off before they play another game. How do you think Kevin Durant feels right now? Like, you're a former player. You know what a former player thinks like. How do you think Kevin Durant is feeling right now with his team having had so much success in his absence?
Well, I think Kevin understood who they were before he went. He knew that they were champions before he went, so I'm sure he's not surprised. He understands the scheme of things, and he doesn't feel bad. I don't think he goes, well, man, they can win without me. They won without him before he came. So he definitely understands that. He just knows that he makes them more of a weapon when he's out there, because you can't double step, you can't double Clay. And even now teams aren't being successful trying to do that because Draymond has elevated his game. Andre Iguodala, before he went out, elevated his game. But I don't think Kevin Durant is mentally messed up like, oh, my God, they're really winning without me. They won before he got there, so I think he understood that they had that capability.
Coach, last thing, can't tell you how much we appreciate your time, know your role. And I got to ask you, because the man's admired you so much. You've had battles with him. Faraji Phillips, great high school coach here, headed over to Vanderbilt. He'd do that with your blessing, Coach. I know you guys are tight.
No, Faraji basically earned it on his own. I mean, Ben Faraji, a really good friend.
Yes, sir.
I've always respected him as a coach. He's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met in my life. He's one of the toughest guys. So, you know, they got a great person, great coach, great family guy. And I couldn't be so proud of him, because, you know, we texted each other, congratulations. And that house is going to be very pleased with Faraji. Faraji's going to bring, and whatever he doesn't know, he's going to learn it. He's going to get better at it. He's going to be great at it. So I'm happy for him.
Penny, man, congratulations.
Congrats
on all the
on
success.
Man.
You got the city on fire again.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. I love the city, and hopefully we can do something special.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Penny.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Yep. He is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. That's the mayor of Memphis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most popular man in the city.
No question about it.
He can do no wrong.
He can do no wrong, man. Probably he's earned a vacation. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And sounds like he wants to get this assistant thing handled, though, pretty quickly.
I mean, could it have been more clear? Like, they're hiring an NBA guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be Miles Simon, but, like, they're going to hire an NBA guy.
And I promise you they could sell tickets to their practices.
Oh, I would buy them.
I don't know if that's legal or what, but I would buy them illegally, whatever. And I'm sure fans would, too, is more the point. Those practices are going to be battles, and he gets 10 extra days of them because of this Bahamas trip. That will be invaluable to this team.
I mean, what, like, if you're a Memphis fan, right, and you have the disposable income.
Is this whole city is going to be in the Bahamas?
You're going to the Bahamas in the week of August 12th.
We got to make sure or not. Is that on ESPN or what, if they're going to show it or whatever?
Yeah, did
Because those old Kentucky trips were.
Exactly.
And this is a team
You're right.
Know, so this is one, if I'm ESPN, this is going to
get you. No, you're exactly right.
I'd be interested in doing it if I'm them.
Yeah, because Memphis has gone on overseas trips before, but they've never – I think they went the year of Joe Jackson's freshman year. I'm pretty sure they went that year.
It's Bahamas.
Yeah, but it wasn't
– No, that wasn't –
The hype wasn't like this.
No, well, they weren't the top five, top ten team in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be the difference.
Yeah, so appreciate Penny Hardaway. He's a very busy man. Appreciate him joining the show. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM, ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lock-It. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Treat yourself to the premier bakery in Memphis with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to family-owned and operated Frost Bake Shop. Since 2004, they have combined their love for great food with modern baking techniques to make unforgettable desserts. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Stay safe this road trip season and visit Discount Tire for our Memorial Day event. This Friday and Saturday, get a 10% rebate when you purchase any set of tires or wheels. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
I want to tell you about someone I met the other day, Will Chase, the president and CEO of Triumph Bank. Will is a lifelong Memphian who's been in banking for 41 years. Back in 2006, he was part of a group that decided to start a new bank, a bank that was a vital part of the community, a bank that strives to work with its customers to solve their challenges, that does everything within its power to say yes. That bank now has nearly $800 million in assets. Triumph Bank is powerful enough and technologically savvy enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but it's small enough and personal enough that Will Chase still gives his customers his cell phone number and that any employee can walk into his office and ask a question at any time. Heck, if you lose your debit card, you don't have to wait a week to get a new one sent to you in the mail. You can walk into any Triumph Bank office and they'll print you off a new one on the spot. So go see Will Chase and the rest of his team at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Treat yourself to the premier bakery in Memphis with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to family-owned and operated Frost Bake Shop. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Pets are more than just pets. They're family. Who's a good boy? That's why Bob's for Dogs from Skechers will make a donation to the Petco Foundation for every pair of shoes sold. In fact, our shoes have already helped save the lives of over 240,000 shelter pets. And now, thanks to Skechers partnership with the Petco Foundation, you can find Bob's at over 600 Petco stores nationwide, plus other fine retailers, and help pets find the loving families they all deserve. Bob's from Skechers, available at Petco, Skechers, and wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will-call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Data message rate supply national contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Dress is the noon hour code word. Text the word DRESS, D-R-E-S-S, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. That's D-R-E-S-S. You have up until 1 o'clock to text it. It's Unicorn Cash, so if you want to win $1,000, you have about 53 more minutes to text DRESS, D-R-E-S-S, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me.
All right, so let me tell you about Mandy. Mandy is a lovely woman, and she wanted to sell her existing home in Arlington for the same price as the new construction that was going up all around her. She was listed with another agent for 4 months with no luck. Then the Live Love Memphis team got involved, and they listed her house, and they strategically advertised the cost benefit to buying an existing property as opposed to new construction, and they sold the home in 1 week.
Kind of work they do. They did a similar job for me. I thought it'd be a much tougher job. Not them. Not the folks over at Live Love. Got the home sold in 6 days. Also got me into my dream home. And I'm very grateful and thankful to them for that. You could have the same story, too. Just like me and Mandy. Get your home sold. Especially if you've been on the market for a long time, a few weeks, a few months. God forbid. You're with the wrong group. Get with the right one. That would be the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com. Go do your homework. The phone number is 901-685-6000. If you're ready to move like Mandy and me, you'll call it. And you'll ask for Jennifer Carstensen. And in the very near future, you're going to get that home sold. They're the best in Memphis. They work the hardest. They'll get that home sold for you. The Live Love Memphis group, livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so we just had Penny Hardaway, on the show. Appreciate him joining us, as always. And so we had him on the show, and I mean, a couple of things that jump out to you. Obviously, the practice quote. Like, I mean, how often will you do you hear a coach say practices will be legendary?
Right.
That was certainly something.
It would have been a good That's a good radio tease. You know what I mean? To the next step, like what he's telling us. This makes us all want to jump up in there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean it is
the art of the tease. He has it down.
Yeah, and then secondly, you know, we asked him what he's looking for in that vacant assistant spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting. And that was interesting because, you know, listen, you certainly have a story that you're trying to tell, right? We've gone over that. And he didn't shy away from that. He said, listen, I want a guy that's a developer, a guy who not even necessarily X's and O's, but a guy who's going to be able to get on the floor and teach and develop. And he said blatantly going in, I want another NBA type guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants another, you know, maybe it's not a coach of the year per se, but it's somebody who has that experience, somebody that's been in there or played there or, you know, can develop in that sense.
No, it's kind of the guy that, you know, the sort of candidate. I'd said that I think that, you know, the direction you probably want to go. You know, some had assumed because it's Sam that and who was a guy as a former NBA coach of the year that and Sam's there as sort of an X's and O's guy, X's and O's out. Maybe you bring that kind of guy in. But like I told you, I mean, we've seen this staff, Penny, Madlock, Mike, seen those scouts. We've seen them be good with those X's and O's and be extremely good in terms of execution of those X's and O's. And so that's what I said when it came to a candidate. You know, and again, I think you're going to be in a situation where you got to – because you've got good assistants, they're going to be moving. And so you've always got to be looking for assistants that bring a bunch of different facets to the job. One being – and Penny talked about that sort of NBA side. It'd be perfect if you could get sort of that NBA side right, but that also had, as we talked about, recruiting ties, sort of like a – like Mike Miller did coming from that grassroots level. Obviously, he's got the NBA experience. Somebody like that, and you check a couple of boxes there. And, again, it sounds like that's sort of what he's looking for. And so,
people are
right along those lines.
People are tweeting me Tony Allen. I don't. Where is that coming from? Where is Tony Allen?
Does Tony have recruiting ties? Because, again, I tell you that's important.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. with all due respect to Tony Allen, like, where the hell are people going over there?
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
With what this staff has done this year, being the number one recruiting class in the country, you're going to have an opportunity to maintain this for a little while, right? And so what you're going to want to do is capitalize on relationships when it comes to guys that know elite-level recruits because now you've got a place where those guys want to come, all right? You've set yourself up now with this class where you're the hot thing. You're on SportsCenter. Folks are calling you the most feared thing on the recruiting trail. You've got an opportunity to keep this going. And so having guys on that staff
yep.
that have connections to those guys can be very beneficial for you.
Right. And then he mentioned, you know, what makes him the most excited sort of about next season. He said the versatility. And that is the thing about next season that is so exciting is that you just have so many different looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the most talented roster certainly since, I mean – 2000. I mean, the Four Kings year. I mean, they had a ton of freaking talent.
They do. Like, they 5 wins against AP 20, top 25 teams. That
yeah,
year.
Like it's skewed because they didn't
Louisville twice.
They beat Louisville twice, and then they had Austin, Shaq, Nick King, Joe Jackson, Jaren Johnson, Chris Crawford as seniors. Like that was a loaded roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're at least as talented as a group.
But again, where are the one and done?
Well, that's true.
The folks that are in the mock draft the next year, like that. I feel like yes, we should give that. It was a good squad and it was talented. But this is a different level.
You think this team would beat that team heads up?
Ooh wee! You asking me the tough ones, brother?
Because
well, hold on now.
You've got.
Let me take a step back.
You got experience.
Survey this.
You got experience with the first group, right? The 13-14 group, and you add some young talent with Austin and Nick and Karan Iverson as well. But this team is just like oozing with like talent top to bottom.
Right.
You know.
Wait a minute. Which team are you putting against?
13-14, Four Kings year.
Okay. I'm gonna go. This team's gonna kill anything inside.
That is true.
It would be and James Wiseman and their athleticism around that basket. I'm telling y'all,
would have a tough time though.
Well, experience would be the difference there. But I'm telling you, what's happening inside, John, is they are owning the glass. Offensive rebounds, they're coming off. They're getting all the stickbacks. They're getting all the defense. They are owning you on the boards and inside the paint.
That's probably the difference.
And you're going to keep pounding it in on that team. That's what you're going to do. You're going to abuse them inside.
Shaq Kaho.
And Josh going to be going crazy. Josh is going to be flying around on the sidelines.
What a matchup. What a matchup with that team. Josh Pastner
versus Penny. Throwing up the cards, man. Josh going to be throwing up the cards. The 32. Go to the 32.
You saying James going to put up 40 on Shaq, bro?
Shaq always did struggle with the longer, big guys. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this is gonna be like Greg Oden putting up.
Now, I love my guy Shaq. Don't get me wrong. That athleticism is gonna help him a couple times. Now, I'm not just gonna sit here and say he's gonna get dogged, but that team is gonna get hammered inside by this one.
I mean, what a matchup! You got Austin Nichols versus Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman.
Call a timeout, Josh.
James Wiseman versus Shaq Goodwin, and then you got Boogie.
Who is holding Precious?
Well, I mean, Austin would be the defender. Austin is the guy on him. He's the four. He's the four.
I know that hurts you when I
do that. Austin was a great shot blocker. Austin was a great. I mean,
man, I'm not gonna lie to you. He's probably he will get dunked on.
Austin? Did he ever get dunked on in his career?
But would he get dunked on by Precious Achiuwa?
Did he get dunked on in his career though?
Not that I can just remember standing out where it just was nasty.
I remember him dunking on people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You have no respect for Austin.
This is not to kick rocks on the other team. I'm telling you, no contest inside.
What's the score, Jason? I think the guards have a big advantage.
They're going to underestimate Tyler Harris.
I think the 13-14 guards have just as big as an advantage.
There was a chemistry issue there, John, as you know.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
What about when Mike Dixon scores five straight baskets and Joe gets mad?
Hey, we ain't even mentioned David Pelham.
Who?
David Pelham.
Who?
Big shorts.
Who?
His shorts got longer as everybody else's shorts got shorter.
No, with all due respect, appreciate those players' contributions.
I mean, you have just shoveled dirt on that team.
Well, really,
make them sound like they were just.
I feel like it was kind of my squad. That was the squad I was covering, right? Right. So you thought I was just going to be, their defender.
They were the best backcourt in the nation in the preseason,
according to CBS Sports.
Yeah. I think Borzello said that too. It was more than just Gary.
Are you arguing with me about who's going to win that game?
No.
Because then you're going to look foolish if you're trying to sit up here and say it.
But you have not given the guards the advantage, and you have to do that before we can continue.
You don't listen. You just talk so much. I said guards would have the experience advantage. Gave you that. Now, who's holding Boogie?
I mean, Joe going to guard Boogie. Or put Jaren on Boogie.
Okay, Jaren might try to alpha dog. Alpha.
Tyler Harris versus Joe Jackson is the matchup we never knew we needed.
Man.
That is the matchup we never knew we needed. But anyway,
I didn't know this subject would be so fun to talk about.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, like
fantasy Memphis basketball.
There's no other I guess that 2010 2011 team. It's freshman versus freshman. That's no contest. This Memphis team would beat that one by 25.
Well, that's Tarik on the inside.
Yeah, I mean that would win by 25, so it wouldn't even be a debate. But yeah, man, exciting times, no question about it, for Memphis hoops.
Next story.
Somebody sent me a text that said Austin Nichols never dunked on a soul.
That is fake news.
I'm going to say that's fake news. I'm going to say he dunked on somebody.
It was against UConn. It was against UConn.
Who did he bam on, John?
Because he flexed.
I know you remember all the Nichols highlights.
I do. He averaged what, 2 blocks a game?
No, he was a shot blocker. He became one.
He could
block them with both hands.
I can tell you the date.
Boy, these were the times.
It was
reminiscent on a team didn't even make it past the first weekend.
February 19th, 2015.
John, we saw the pictures of you talking to Austin. We know how you feel.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. Hold on, I'm about to. Oh, Vine. Vine is dead now, huh? Can you still pull up Vine videos? Oh, yep. I'm looking at it right now. I'm pulling up the video right now on my Vine.
All right, so text her. There you go. He has dunked on some souls.
I just got to pull up the video.
Next story, while John's finding all of Austin Nichols' greatest hits. We talked about it with Vicky Finch. I think it's worth repeating because, again, all of these inductees certainly deserved it. There were 22 announced inductees into the inaugural Memphis Sports Hall of Fame class yesterday. It was down at AutoZone Park, and Vicky was down there, obviously, with several other Memphians that were in. 22, again, Larry Finch was one of them, obviously. I'd like to, if you don't mind, because I think they deserve it. I'll go through the names really quickly. Won't spend all day on it, but they deserve it. The folks that were inducted yesterday, Betty Booker Parks, Memphis women's basketball's all-time leading scorer. Isaac Bruce needs no introduction, of course. We call him the Rev around here. Bill Dance, we should get him on the show. We're going to try.
I agree.
That'd be a fun interview, right?
I think he would be like,
what are these fools talking about?
I would admit to him that I don't like taking fish off the hook, and I don't like putting crickets on the hook. I don't like handling hooks.
Sound like a little baby. He's not going to like that. Billy Dunham, obviously founded the Record Club, owner of the Showboats. Larry Finch, Avram Fogelman, a longtime Memphis businessman and owner of the Pros, the Chicks, the Rogues. Penny Hardaway, who we talked with first hour. And for those of you that missed it, we'll probably run it again in the third hour. I think it was worth it. Claude Humphrey, John Martin. Remember him?
Yep.
We had him on the show. Hello.
Gary was very disrespectful.
I'm sorry?
In Claude Humphrey's direction yesterday. Gary was saying Claude Humphrey didn't belong.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer in the actual NFL.
Yes, out of Memphis.
You know, I just thought it was very disrespectful.
Jerry Johnson, who Vicky Finch mentioned, won more than 800 games over Lemoyne Owen. He's literally a living legend. The great George Lapidus. Longtime sports editor, columnist over at the Press Cimeter. Keith Lee, of course. We know him well. Verdell Mathis, left-handed pitcher for the Memphis Red Sox, four-time Negro League All-Star. One of the less familiar names on here, just because there are so many big ones that we know so well. Tim McCarver, of course. Nikki McCray Pinson, one of the best women basketball players ever come out of this city. And Carrie Middlecoff, of course, the Masters winner. Cindy Parlow, Ronnie Robinson. One of Finch's good buddies, Ferdy Sales, who we're going to have on the show sometime soon, John, because we talk so much about the greatness of Memphis basketball and everyone associated with it. Ferdy Sales is that. He's also, you talk about a guy that gave a ton to the hoop scene in this city. He is that. He's another living legend. Melanie Smith-Taylor, Olympic gold medal equestrian. Fred Smith, of course, no need to say who he is. FedEx, if you didn't know. Rochelle Stevens. Olympic gold medal sprinter, and then, of course, last but not least, Memphis Bill Terry. He's a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. So congratulations
Absolutely.
To all 22 announced inductees into the first Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. And that'll be opening up a little bit later on this year. It's down at AutoZone Park.
Yeah.
And we're all looking forward to it opening.
No, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic.
One day, maybe you and me will be in there as the radio guys.
I doubt it.
Okay.
And that's not why I do this.
Well, it's a good goal, right?
But it's not why I do it.
I know that's
not
why
I would just like to be on the board. I would just like to have input on the board, you know, because I would put The Rock in there because his father was a legend in Memphis wrestling. And I think any chance you get to, you know, put The Rock in the Hall of Fame of anything, you have to do it. So acting, Hollywood, WWE, whatever, you know, fatherhood. I mean, general human being.
No, your place on the board has been revoked. You will never be on the board.
The Rock was in and out of Memphis. Drake's dad, can we put him in the Hall of Fame? At some point, we'll probably need to. At some point, that way we can get Drake to Memphis. By the way, I did find it. It's on YouTube. I've tweeted it out. It was on the shot blocker from UConn, bro. Brima. You remember him?
Amita
Brima.
Yeah.
It was on his ass.
Okay.
I want you to look at it.
I'm gonna tell my texter.
Hold on. I want you to. Can you do me a favor while you're before you text though?
My texter's D Nail. You want me to tell him?
I want you to do the play-by-play.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Shaq Goodwin. He passes over to Zoe. He slammed all over Brima's head, and throws up the flex with both arms. There you go, D Nail. He dunked on at least one 7-foot soul.
That's a nice. That's a nice poster on Brima. He's a shot. He's 7 foot.
I feel like we've done the most important work of the day. We have gone down memory lane on Austin Nichols' career.
What would the score be between this team and that team, 13-14?
I think it'd be close because, again, you're talking about a bunch of talented freshmen with this Memphis team this year, but they are inexperienced.
It would be a high-scoring game.
Who are you going to give the coaching advantage to?
Well, that's not even a difficult discussion there.
Oh.
Penny gets the advantage there.
Ding. Can we hear a ding there?
I mean, that's just real.
I probably will agree with you.
Yeah, there's no debate there.
That Josh.
You're going to say Josh, bro.
No, that, I mean, come on, that Josh well,
you
was still learning.
You want me to say Josh?
That Josh was still learning.
Yeah. I'm going to say it would be 90, it would be 94.
I have no idea what the score would
be. It'd be 94-86, this freshman Memphis team. Because, I mean, that's how Penny plays. That's how that team played.
Precious Achiuwa took 25 shots.
And he got to 20, though. He got to 20.
He's going to need to come down with that.
James has 25 and 15.
Lord, I'm making stuff up.
I think he eats for sure.
Okay.
That'd be fun, though. That'd be fun. Anyway, when we come back, Mark Spears is going to join us. We will talk to Mark Spears about the NBA, about the Grizzlies. Ja Morant coming to town. Lots more to come with Mark Spears. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hold over me,
long as I got your love. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Mark Spears, covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated, and he joins us now. Mr. Spears, how we doing today?
You know what? I'm in the Bay Area, just kind of relaxing a little bit, watching the East, trying to figure out what to do. I'm going to be in Toronto on Saturday, but just knowing that these Warriors are getting some much-needed rest that may play a big role in him getting another championship in hand.
No, there's no question about that. We're going to get to the playoffs. I want to ask you real quick, start here in Memphis, about Ja Morant. You spent a little bit of time with him after the draft lottery. By all accounts, it seems like Ja is headed to Memphis. He will be the next face of the franchise. What kind of player, what kind of person would the Grizzlies be getting if Ja Morant is indeed the pick at number two?
Well, at the draft lottery, I met his father. He seemed to be an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. It seems like Ja came from a great family. I thought he was special a while ago. I once had one of my buddies come by in December, and I'm like, or it was like January, and I'm like, dude, let's turn on ESPN Plus and watch this guy play. And he's like, Murray State? I'm like, dog, you got to trust me. You got to watch this guy play. And the one thing you got to know about Ja that to me is special is, one, he's an underrated defender. Two, he averaged 10 assists a game for Murray. And that's, hey, with all due respect to Popeye Jones' alma mater, getting 10 assists a game there is like getting 15 assists a game at Duke. You know what I mean? It's just, he's not playing with the same talent that the elite schools have, and he was able to be the only guy in the country to offer more than 10. So he's going to make guys better. He's going to be electric. He'll be the fan favorite. He'll be fun to watch. He's got a lot of personality. He's like a good guy. And in essence, he's basically played in college in your region. So he'll probably bring some fans over from that area too. I'm, you know, happy for Memphis that you got somebody that could be a flagship player to help the change. But what comes with it is your current flagship player, to me, gone now. And I'm sure that when that day comes, it'll be sad for Memphis. Michael Conley is Mr. Grizzly. I mean, he's the greatest player the franchise has ever had. He's a greater person. He should have got his jersey retired 5 years ago. But this is a business, and this move, I think, will allow the Grizzlies to. I hope if they do move him, they put him in a place where he could at least compete for a championship. He deserves that. But I do see a changing of the guard, a passing of the torch with Morant coming to town.
I'm with you 100% on that, especially when it comes to Mike. So for you personally, and the Grizzlies have already said, look, we're told interested parties, we'll put it that way, that they're going after Ja. Would you consider RJ, though? Or how is it a no-brainer?
No, you gotta work him out. I bring him in, and I might even bring somebody else. You got to do your due diligence.
Do the work, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you just never know what happens, man. You just got to do your work, and hey, you never know what happens trade-wise, too.
I'm with you.
You know, so it ain't no slight on Ja. I mean, the New Orleans Pelicans talked to him, you know,
yep.
Even though everybody knows who they're drafting.
Mm-hmm.
They did their due diligence and talked to him, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, New Orleans does that too. But another thing that teams are quietly doing, like, they're going to bring in a couple guys on the guys. Yeah, you know, we just want to do our due diligence and work you out for the number two pick. But you try to bring as many guys in as possible just so you can get to know them for the later.
Mm.
Like, I had one GM tell me, yeah, you know, we worked out this dude in the draft, and then when we traded for him, we already were comfortable with him because we spent time with him.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's a game that teams play because, you know, you just never know what happens down the road. And if you could get to know somebody a little bit more through the draft process,
mm-hmm.
you know how things change. There might be a trade that you could go back at your notes and say, yeah, oh, yeah, this kid's a good guy. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, there's a red flag here. Remember when we talked to him?
Yep.
You know, so I think they're going to play the game, and don't be surprised if they bring in three or four people, you know. But I'd be stunned if Ja's not their guy, and Grizzlies fans should look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are talking to Mark Spears of ESPN and the Undefeated. And then real quick on Zion, obviously headed to New Orleans. You saw a little bit of scuttlebutt. I don't know if it was ever serious, but, you know, that he didn't love the idea of New Orleans and that he might consider going back to Duke, or at least he could do that. Obviously not going to happen. What will Zion?
Yeah, I got 9.7 million reasons why that's not.
I know that's right.
Exactly, at least 9.7. Yeah, with the shoe deal, probably.
And then
more
the
like,
shoe
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, like 87.9 million. But yeah. Zion in New Orleans, what does his presence do for that city?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And you know, I do think there's some initial disappointment because, one, he got teased.
Big market
like
tease.
New York and L.A.
Yeah,
were in the
exactly.
mix all of a sudden.
Right.
You know? And I think he was definitely knew that from a marketing standpoint, if he was in L.A. or New York, it would definitely add some more money to the table. But when you go from zero to 9.7 million without including your endorsements, you know, you'd be all right. But, mm-hmm. look, my family's from New Orleans. I'm biased. I love the city. I think it's amazing. You know, so he'll be all right. I mean, and, you know, he's coming from South Carolina. He spent some time in Durham.
Yep.
Like, you really want to go to New York and L.A. right now? Mm. With your name? I mean, probably off the court, New Orleans is a better place for him as well.
No doubt.
Just kind of getting acclimated and everything. So he'll be all right. I wish I had his problems.
Juwan Howard is the new coach at Michigan. Mark, do you think he'll be a better hire than Penny has been here?
I mean, Penny's off to an amazing
My
start.
My goodness, brother.
is anybody going to be off to a better start than Penny?
I don't think so.
Right.
You got those recruits, man. I mean,
you know what I'm happy
thing
is, well, I'm happy that maybe this Fab Five, not to interrupt you, but this Fab, but maybe you can address it to the Fab Five sort of fissure, that fault between – you know, Jalen and Chris could get healed here, too. That's a big part.
I think it helps that. I was actually just watching a video where Jalen was pretty emotional.
Yes, sir.
You know, talking about the hire today.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually initially disappointed about it because, you know, you got so many players like Juwan and Patrick Ewing who, like, they paid their dues,
Can't
man.
Get the NBA hit.
Derek Stackhouse.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You know, and
I know where you're going.
They just don't – they can't get jobs.
Yes, sir.
You know, they can't get looks for head coaching jobs. Like, you're just recycling the same people. Like, why shouldn't Juwan Howard had a shot at that Lakers job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he coached LeBron. He has a relationship with LeBron.
Paid like, all the dues. Like you said, paid all
so,
the dues.
Like, yeah. I mean, so to see Juwan and to see Stack and to see Patrick Ewing and, you know, Penny didn't – was an assistant in the NBA, but to see those guys say, you know what,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go the college route, to me, I guess, is a good and bad thing.
I hear you.
You know, because they're not getting opportunities on the NBA level. I know there's only 30 jobs and there's more college jobs, but that's my only disappointment. But, you know, hey, look, Stackhouse, he's in your state.
Yep.
He got two good kids, man, from out here in Cali. He got people in Cali mad. Got Scottie Pippen Jr. and Kenyon Martin Jr. So don't sleep on Vanderbilt.
We won't.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Penny's got a haul. And I know Juwan, I mean, he's going to get guys out of Chicago.
No doubt.
Get guys out of Detroit. He'll get some players. So, I mean, look, I like the fact that these guys aren't waiting on the NBA to give them a chance.
Yeah.
They're like, look. They're going to major colleges. They're getting major opportunities. And I guess NBA could come calling later. But I do think there's reason to be concerned that you have these players that, you know, pay their dues and can't get an opportunity in the NBA, the league that they started.
I'm with you.
Yeah, no, that. Hey, Mark, say hello to Drake when you see him.
It's all a pleasure. Does he need to sit down somewhere?
If he can give me a shoulder rub.
I'm sure.
I don't know if you want that.
If you're near the court, he probably will. So he will, you know, you can look forward to that. Mark, we appreciate
man,
the time as
this,
always,
brother.
Man. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
You too.
He is Mark Spears of ESPN and the Undefeated. Watching Drake, and I know, you know, we try to avoid any kind of conversations about this particular artist.
I love Drake.
But, watching him on the sidelines and his antics, it's like, bro, sit down. Like you look ridiculous. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I guess he's trying to be the Canadian Spike Lee, obviously.
I look at it this way. You know, that the Bucks are crying about it a little bit, that bothers me a little bit. But I'm with you. From a star standpoint, the going from fan to fanatic, when you start looking like, you know what I'm saying? And listen, he is a member of the team. It's almost like he's a cheerleader. I think they were talking about it on Get Up. He's got a club in the place. He's an ambassador.
Right.
You know, that's his title or whatever. So part of it's cheerleading, right? But you look like a little boy.
Like Justin Timberlake
doesn't act like a, you look like a little boy.
He doesn't act like that in Memphis.
And you're not one of the players, so trying to talk trash. But again, look, Spike Lee talked trash to players. You know, we've seen this
for
before.
Sure. It has happened. Yes.
So I'm not going to beat him up too bad. It's just, I don't know why you want him as your ambassador because all of his teams lose. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pull through this time.
Appreciate Mark Spears for joining us on the show today. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
And we have some breaking news, Jeffrey. Do we have the breaking news? Tom Bowen has stepped down as the athletic director at the University of Memphis. It is not healthy to have a dysfunctional relationship between the president and the athletic director. And anyone except for the two of them will tell you there was a dysfunctional relationship.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back this Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
It all starts with just one thing. May is National Bike Month. Make sure your bike is ride ready by keeping tires properly inflated, checking the chain, and making sure all nuts and bolts are tight and secure. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The good folks over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they know their diamonds. They're obsessed with them. And right now, Robert Irwin Jewelers, they are running a diamond bridal sale, making this week the perfect time to shop for engagement rings and wedding bands. So you can save between 20 and 40% off all engagement rings and wedding bands. That includes True Promise, Fairy Tale, Limited Edition, Lashbrook, I Do, Made to Order, Meant to Last, and To Be Loved. And you can even create your own ring. You just pick a setting from one of the many that they have in stock, or you can bring a picture and have Robert Irwin Jewelers make it from scratch. Lots of options over at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
All right, what you can rest assured knowing is that they're going to put it all together for you, Robert Irwin will. And they've got the best guarantee in the business, so rest easy. 365-day return policy on that Made to Order engagement ring. And listen, men, I told you a little bit about this yesterday. If I had had the chance to do this, I would have. It would have made Faith a much happier woman when she decided to marry me. Artisan Lab created diamonds. Listen to me. They're real diamonds. They're created in a greenhouse lab. They're not mined from the earth, which means they're 100% conflict-free. These are real diamonds. They're made from science. It's a new way
And what it allows you to do is get a bigger, brighter diamond for much less. They're 25 to 30% less expensive. Your woman is going to see real diamond. What she won't see is the price you paid for it. She's going to be happy. 12 months deferred interest or up to 60 months to pay for a bigger, brighter diamond. Always check out Robert Irwin Jewelers for locally owned locations or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, so we had Penny Hardaway on the show earlier today. In case you missed it, we're going to air that again at the top of hour number three.
Okay.
But he did say, quote, these practices should be legendary.
Mm-hmm.
These practices should be legendary.
Oh, my Lord.
He's right.
Hard to disagree with him, given sort of the talent that they have coming in, no doubt about that. But I guess one side of this that we have not discussed, and maybe it's because we're a little, you know, I mean, there are feelings involved and there are, you know, egos involved. We have not really gotten into a starting lineup. We have not gotten into a rotation. It's never too early to forecast rotations and starting lineups. You know, it just is never too early.
Well, and in particular when it sounds like there's going to be a bunch of position battles. I mean, guys fighting for spots, and it feels like, John, you've got 10 to 12 starter types in there.
Yes.
So you're going to have battles to try to figure that out. There's no doubt about it. We could say all day long, the cliche, doesn't matter who starts, matters who finishes, and it does matter more who finishes, but we know to these players, it does matter who starts, and so figure that's going to equate to some heated battles in practice this preseason. Fun stuff to watch.
This is who I believe. I believe the season will start with this lineup.
Oh, you're going starters?
I'm going starters.
You were just going to do the battles. You're going to go ahead and pick.
No.
Well, you had me on the spot a couple weeks ago, so go ahead. I want to hear what you got for your starters.
The starting lineup is going to be, to start the year, and I'm saying this in May 2019. We're a full friggin' 5-6 months away from this, but I'm telling you.
Well, that's okay.
I'm like, don't talk to me about Memphis basketball right now, people. Like, I've been right on everything. I'm going to be right on this one.
We're going to see about that.
Boogie Ellis at the point guard. Tyler Harris at the 2.
Smart.
PJ Jeffers at the 3. Precious at the 4. James at the 5. That is the starting lineup.
I mean, dude, that's what I introduced the other day. No, well, I think the other day I had Rajon Tucker in there.
Yeah.
When we did the starting lineup. Well, I had him edging DJ Jeffers for the starting job at 3.
No need for that.
But, yeah, where we're at right now, our feelings right now, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the starting lineup. And that's a very, very good starting lineup. And I think the position battle that you're referencing, though, is there a position battle at the point guard? I don't really think so.
Stop.
Really?
Why do you act like Lomax is just going to go in there and lay down?
Bro, he just cannot do what Boogie does.
I get that, but don't act like it's not going to be a battle.
It will not be a battle.
I mean, if you're saying the chances of winning it for Boogie are high, then yes, John, that's fair. But don't act like Lomax isn't going to make him a better player. Like he's not going to go out.
I'm not saying that Alex Lomax isn't going to make him a better player. I'm just saying that Boogie
Ellis is going to
start.
You're saying it's no contest.
I'm saying Boogie Ellis, you.
I mean, from where they were rated coming out of high school,
Boogie is
it's
not
easy
coming
to look
off
at
the
it.
Bench. Boogie is not coming off the bench.
Ain't no going to try to make it hard for him.
Well, he can make it hard for him all he wants, but Boogie is not coming off the bench.
My only point is that, yes, John, I think Boogie Ellis is going to start too. But that battle in preseason practice is worth watching because A-Lo going to take him down through there.
Well, no, it will be fun.
And listen, you haven't even mentioned Damian Ball yet, who's also in that mix. We know he's more playmaker than shooter.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
scorer. Hurd has told us that. And he's a guy, look, Damian Ball, I wrote this story over the Athletic, still there, when I'm still there, wrote this, talked about it with Hurd, that Damian Ball is the kind of guy who wants the five-star guy, wants to guard him. I mean, that's how he's come up. He's come up as a guy who didn't, you know, wasn't the highest ranked kids, has had to earn everything he's got, and not that Boogie hasn't, but my point is he looks for those, he wants those wars. And so between the three of them, and listen, you'll have Tyler in there too because he'll be running some point too as well this year. Again, you're going to have 2 3-point guards on the floor at times.
Yeah.
It will be a battle at the one. And, yes, I agree with you with Boogie Ellis, I think, coming out on top.
Yes. Now,
John ain't even looking at the one, y'all. He's looking at the other positions. Okay.
I'm going to take it a step further for you. I'm going to give you – I'm going to turn up the heat just a little bit on that position battle. I think Damian Ball got a better chance of winning it than Alex Lomax.
My goodness.
I'm just being real.
Oh, my Lord.
Based on the way that they're going to play, based on sort of what they want to do, yes.
What did Alex Lomax do to hurt you?
Nothing. But we saw offensively, like, it's just hard for him.
Oh, he was getting his confidence at the end of the season, John. We're talking about the Alex Lomax at the beginning of the year that wouldn't shoot the ball.
He was, but I'm just
saying. It was coming around.
I mean,
because
Damian's length. I mean, now maybe you can play Damian at the two.
Damian's athleticism is going to make him. Oh, he is a one.
So,
he's not a fill-it-up scorer. He wants to guard you, and he wants to play make at the one. And he's going to make it. I know what you're saying. You may end up coming out right on that. I'm telling you, Lomax, a will guy, he knows that. Look, Lomax coming into this situation knowing exactly, because I think what you're saying is how a lot, I'm not going to say a majority of Tigers fans, but I think some that are looking at this feel that Lomax is in trouble. He knows that, which is going to, in turn, you're going to get a dude that's coming at you tough. And no, is Lomax going to let Damian Ball, a freshman, come in here and pass him, and all of a sudden he's the third point guard? Man, that's why I'm telling you that position battle will be worth watching. There's a lot of pride on the line there, brother.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, he's a returning dude.
I don't think
he'll get passed by two freshmen.
There's not a battle at the four. There's not a battle at the five.
Okay. No, you're right about that.
I don't really know if there's even a battle at the three.
Well, we thought there would be one.
Right. Right. Right.
If Rajon is not here, I feel like DJ. That's DJ's spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Plus,
so,
it makes you big along that front line.
I think there is going to be a
6'8", 6'9", 7 foot.
The only battle that I think really where it could really go one way or another is at that two spot between Tyler Harris and Lester Quinones.
You just be careful.
He compared
you be careful.
Lester Quinones to Klay Thompson.
You are a flip-flopping son of a gun on Tyler Harris. You have been a flip-flopper, and you're going to get called out for it.
I think he is going to start the season.
But you think – follow that up. What's going to happen after that?
Well, listen, Penny has shown he is not afraid to change a lineup. He is not afraid to make tweaks. I'm saying that –
Tyler going to struggle?
I'm saying if he does –
going to get pulled?
I'm saying if he does, Penny has shown he will make changes.
Well, hello there.
Whoever starts the season, whether – you know, if Boogie starts the season and he gets off to a bad start, you're going to see Alex Lomax in that starting lineup.
Keep in mind now, John, that if no Rajon – again, it's an if, you know – you can put Lester at the three.
You could do that. You could do
He's
that.
He's the same 6'5" as Rajon.
Then DJ's coming off the bench, though.
No, my point is, though, but he can see time there, which is frees up more time for Tyler Harris. And what you're doing in that sense is you're getting your shooters all out there.
I thought about that. You could go Boogie, Tyler, Lester. You know,
you can literally bump them down because of Lester's size,
especially in the AAC.
Uh huh.
You know, you could do that, and then you know. I know, like, DJ doesn't want to, per se. Like, that's not why they came to Memphis. But there will be looks where DJ's at the four, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, he will play at the four. And, you know, remember, he got to get them point guard minutes, as does Precious. So, Precious Achiuwa could start at the point to start the season. Who the hell knows? DJ starts at the four. But, yeah, just make sure all those guys get their point guard minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But Lance backing up.
Precious. Lance and Isaiah Maurice.
Isaiah behind James.
Yeah. Now Malcolm.
Malcolm, your fifth big.
Exactly, because he's hurt, you know.
But word is he'll be back not December. Penny's hoping for November.
Yeah.
So that's good news for Malcolm Dandridge. We thought maybe there'd be a possibility there where you're looking at a medical red shirt because he possibly be getting back so late.
Well, there will
Sounds
be.
Sounds like they expect him to contribute.
There will be red shirt candidates because there
have to be.
The reality is that, you know, all these guys are just not going to get, like, worthwhile minutes.
All right, I'm going to say his name, and I said it yesterday, and I'm glad I did, because the person we asked thought highly of him. It's Ryan Boyce. Mm-hmm. You feel like he's a part of this team, right? We don't see him in any transfer.
Well, he's on the team.
He's training with the squad. Whether it's a walk-on, whether it's a scholarship at this point right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you think he's a possible contributor?
You know, he comes from such a great family, and I just don't, like, this is going to sound blunt. Like, this is going to sound blunt, but I just know. You know, and obviously, I like athletically, you know.
If there is no Rajon, I see an opportunity for him.
It does open up a lot of minutes.
I see an opportunity
for him. It does open up
a
lot of minutes.
Or at least an opportunity to prove himself, that he can do it, right?
Yes.
That you can be a contributor to this team. And look, we're talking to the guy that trains him in Raheem Shabazz, and of course, he sees him on a date, knows how athletic he is, has seen him shoot the ball, and says he can shoot the cover off the ball. I had other people come behind Raheem and DM me and say, you know, he's right. He shot the ball well. It was always sort of a baseline game that I saw from him. And if he could shoot it so well, you know, why not last year? Why not go ahead and use him? My point, though, is that he's gotten bigger and stronger. And, again, if you're looking at a situation now where maybe you're even looking at
across the country and seeing what else can help you, maybe you've got the help right here. Ryan Boyce always thought highly of.
Yeah.
We've said it looks like he's in a situation where it's potentially he's going to get recruited over every year.
Yep.
And that's why it was a tough choice. You know, the way we were looking at it, felt like a tough choice between a scholarship at UAB or being a walk-on here and having to earn your way up.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, with his size, I mean, you're talking about what, a guy that's 6'7", 6'6", 6'8", somewhere in there, with his strength, I mean, he'll be in the mix in preseason to try to prove himself. And for one, I hope he does, because I'm with you. He is a good kid, comes from a great family. I hope it works out for him.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, how long do we think the rotation will be to start the year? What, 9, 10?
To start the year will be damn near all of them, yes, John. That's typically how it goes. And so you're feeling yourself out. You're seeing what they can do. It's sort of experimenting on the fly. But, yes, in terms of filling out that rotation, it's always going to start out with the greater group, and you sort of whittle it down as you get through the season and you find out what these guys can do in moments, in positions, and with all this versatility.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that we have not mentioned. If Rajon Tucker doesn't make it to campus, and certainly it is, the arrow is pointing in the direction of he is not going to make it to campus, I do think they will add another player. I do think they will, like, we're talking about the three position, for example. They will.
See, that's what I'm wondering.
My guess is they will add another guy.
See, that to me feels like if the staff decides, okay, we need to go out and get another guy, then that to me feels like sort of, I don't want to say an ultimate judgment on Ryan Boyce, but it sort of feels like they're thinking, well, we need more. That he's not where, you know, he's in a position to contribute. So, again, if that's the case, with what this staff's accomplished, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they know what the heck they, in terms of need, what they need. Again, it'd be good to see Ryan Boyce in the mix.
Yeah, I'm kind of like breaking it down here, like positionally, right? Like I'm breaking down like who could play each. And the thing about it is like all of these guys can play other positions for the most part, you know? Like I've got at the point guard right now, I've got Boogie, Lomax, and Ball. And like you're going to split up however many minutes at the point guard position between those two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between those three. Two guard, you got Tyler Harris, Lesh Quinones, and then Boogie Ellis. Because yeah, Boogie Ellis can also play the two.
We know he will.
Yep.
Hopefully he'll see some time there.
At the three, I've got DJ Jeffries, Les Quinones, and a potential recruit, right?
Yours says potential recruit. Mine says Ryan Boyce.
Okay. At the four, I've got Precious Achiuwa, Lance Thomas, Isaiah Maurice.
Yeah.
And then at the five, Wiseman, Lance Thomas, Isaiah Maurice, and then Dandridge,
your
if he's ever healthy. You know what I mean? So,
help.
Yeah, like that's –
a lot of depth there, John.
A lot of depth, and again, like a lot of figuring out to do as well.
Who's the leader of this team? Who's the vocal leader?
I mean, that's an interesting question.
Another reason why your man Alo's going to be in the mix. James Wiseman's used to hearing Alo's voice.
So you would like to have like an upperclassman, you know, like
of
you
course.
Would like to, you know.
That's what I thought. That's again the value of a Rajon Tucker. You just figured that naturally he's going to be that guy because he's been through it.
I'm going to say Boogie, man. Like I think
just from listening to him,
yeah,
and that's kind
like,
of swag he's got.
I could see Boogie really like taking some command, you know, especially if he has a big role early on. Like I could see him taking that role on for sure. You know, that's definitely one I would watch. I mean, Precious is, you know, and even James. Like, is James going to be the kind of guy? You know,
I don't know. I think naturally James is going to have to be. He's been involved in so many of these guys' recruitments. You know what I'm saying? That they're going to naturally look up to
that's
him
true.
When they get to campus. James, where are we going?
That's a good point.
James, where are we hanging out? James, when's the practice? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to run through him.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so I think naturally he'll be put into that position. Now, I said this, I think, with Giannotto and Jeffrey. I don't know that vocally, the moment he steps on the court, that he's the guy that you're, you know, when you do that meeting around the free throw line, you're pulling everything together, if he's the one in the middle that's doing all the talking. Typically, that's a point guard guy like – maybe it's a Boogie Ellis, maybe it's an Alo.
Yeah.
The times that he's on the floor.
Yeah.
But I do know that he will be pushed just naturally into a leadership position because so much of this revolves around him. There's no question about it. He'll have to.
But it's a fun time, man. Just breaking it down is fun, you know. People are tweeting me they would pay season ticket prices to watch practice. You know,
I don't know
if I believe that, but
that's fever pitch stuff. I don't know if I pay season ticket prices.
Yeah, because those come with a donation.
It is a nice facility.
Those come with a per seat donation. Don't forget. So that ain't just cheap. But
the practices might be better than some of the games.
Certainly true.
Some of them by games.
Because practices can get intense now.
There
were some times where balls were getting thrown at coaches and stuff in the day.
John, this is natural, and maybe
did somebody ever throw a ball at Josh?
Mm.
I feel like I heard Antonio Barton threw a ball at Josh. Somebody threw a ball at somebody.
Pierre threw one up into the rafters that got stuck up there.
I know Pierre and Will Coleman had some back and forth in practice.
Did they?
That Josh's first year. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what Josh was like thinking when mm-hmm. Pierre and I was and Will Coleman?
I want to say this, and this is not to splinter the team or anything like that, nothing like that, but I think it's real. There will be some Memphis pride on the line in these practices.
Yeah. Memphis versus the nation?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Man.
Like,
you already know. There's some Memphis pride, and you'll that will be fun to watch, sort of those guys proving themselves and against that national competition. That'll be fun.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM, ESPN, a radio.com sports station. The 92.9 line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online, join the locker room, and get exclusive content and prizes, too, at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's radio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop Cities 92.9 FM ESPN.
Harvard versus Horn Lake. Come see Gary Parrish and Jeff Calkins duke it out grilling style. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool in Collierville is hosting their very own Jeff and Gary in a grilling competition June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come out and enjoy sports talk and grilling ideas and see who wins. Purchase tickets for a drawing for a ceramic Kamado Joe to be announced on June 1st. $10 gets you one drawing for the Kamado Joe. All proceeds going to the LeBonner Children's Hospital. June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. 468 Highway 72.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.